Thank you. I would like to respond to a few recommendations from the floor, and I would like to speak first on the area of sexual reproductive health and rights. Fiji has just completed the Fiji Health Facility Services Readiness Assessment, and this is an assessment, a project that has been undertaken by government and other key stakeholders, and this focuses on family planning services, on the availability of staff, on their capacity and the competency to actually administer family planning supplies and commodities. And also, the assessment also looks at the possibility of strengthening the training and awareness programs for health personnel. On a comprehensive sexual education, the assessment of the current family life education and comprehensive sexual education curriculum, this is currently being undertaken to ensure that it is aligned to international standards and guidelines. And also the identification of indicators and targets on comprehensive sexual education and family life education, so that this is included as part of the Ministry of Education's database. For out-of-school youths, government with civil society organizations and other partners have developed a training manual and a training package for sexual reproductive health education. And this has been, well, they started rollout of this, the training package last year to youth centers across the country. And of course, the Ministry of Health has policies that are directed towards women on sexual reproductive health, and of course a family planning training manual for health workers. On the recommendations that were raised for people living with disabilities and also children and children with disabilities in education, because Fiji is signatory to the Sendai framework, and this one ensures that the views of people living with disabilities are represented in working groups with our National Disaster Management Office, which looks at the area of addressing the issues of people living disabilities during disaster situations. The local legislation on the rights of persons living with disabilities that was enacted in 2018, this has also brought about the development of a 5-year strategic plan for persons living with disability. The Disability Act of 2018 also ensured that the rights to education, looking at the strategies to ensure that there's inclusive education for all persons living with disability. And there's an explicit no rejection clause for all schools. And also the right to be provided with reasonable education, reasonable accommodation for persons living with disability. There's also the existence of a progressive and comprehensive policy for the transformation of the education system and the adoption of measures to ensure that the responsibility and the implementation of the evaluation of the education policy actually falls within the Ministry of Education. On the recommendations on violence against women and girls, as alluded to in my statement, I had mentioned that there's a strong partnership between government and civil society organizations, faith-based organizations, and other key partners. And in government, we have established an Elimination of Violence Against Women and Girls Task Force. This ensures that there's a coordinated effort on programs and services that are provided to address this issue of violence against women. And of course, there's currently work that's being undertaken to develop a shelter standard for the survivors of survivors of violence. There's also, in partnership with our civil society organizations, strengthened awareness programs, not only to communities, but also to institutions and service providers that look at issues of violence against women. Government has in place for the first time helplines, not only for domestic violence, but also for children, with providing them with opportunities to report incidences of violence. Thank you to Vanuatu for the mention of our service delivery protocol, which is also, which is actually standard operating procedures for our service providers who work with our survivors of domestic violence or sexual and domestic violence. Government also has, as stipulated in the Domestic Violence Act, the need to provide assistance to survivors of domestic violence. For the first time, the National Women's Machinery was provided budget in the last financial year, and again in this financial year, for a domestic violence support fund, which we are currently trying to implement to help survivors of violence to be able to move away from violent situations and be independent. On counseling, again, with our civil society organizations, there is work in progress. There's a lot of work around the development of counselors that will look specifically at survivors of gender-based violence. I thank you, Mr. President.